I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got CeeLo with us today, and he's got an update. What's happening, Chris? How are you?
Good morning, fellas, and let's start with the Monday nighter down in Philadelphia. The Giants were certainly watching it closely. More of the same from Carson Wentz.
The Philadelphia quarterback, Carson Wentz, is in the gun. Low snap, batted, drops back, guns a line drive in the end zone. Intercepted! It's intercepted in the end zone by Quandre Diggs, and he was all by himself. 2 yards in, not a single receiver near him.
Not what you want. Kevin Harlan on Westwood 1, as heard right here on the Fan. Oh, key interception midway through the fourth quarter on a 4th-and-4. Philly did score late on a Hail Mary tip, and they got the 2-point conversion as well, so the final score looked a little bit better. Seahawks 23, Eagles 17. Here was Wentz on the back-breaking pick in the end zone intended for tight end Dallas Goedert.
We just weren't on the same page, and, you know, that's on me. I got to make sure we're squared away. We're on the same page.
And he just didn't look comfortable
again.
Was it on him,
though, or is he just saying it?
No, I think it was on him. It looks like Goddard ran up and turned inside. And if you're reading the coverage, I felt like the defender was on the outside. So Goddard is supposed to turn on the inside. And that's supposed to be the read for the quarterback. You're supposed to read that as the play is unfolding.
What happened to this guy?
I have no idea, man. Well, first of all, he doesn't have a lot of great players around him. There's no question about that.
Offensive line bad. People are going to use that excuse.
Of course they will. I mean, I will too. But, you know, I've said this earlier, and I know that we talked about this on the NFL today, like in week 3. Watching a Carson Wentz football game is exhausting.
Yeah.
The amount of things that he is asked to do and is trying to do is just exhausting. I mean, and anybody who's ever played the position and understands what he's going through realizes that it's not just him. It's a lot of the things that are going on around him. And I would also probably question some of the coaching. I really would. I mean, at this point, with the way that he's playing, and it's like 8 weeks in a row, it looks like the same. You have to question the guys that are calling the plays, designing the plays, and allowing him to go out there and do what he's doing.
25 of 45 for only 215 yards. He was sacked 6 times. A lot of checkdowns, which kind of speaks to maybe those guys not being open down the field all that much. And there was even a checkdown on a 3rd-and-30, which was kind of tough to see.
You know, and, but that's, you know, Brian Greasy pointed out on one play in the first half, he had Goddard going right down the middle of the field in a seam. And Carson doesn't throw it to him.
Never looked
it
his
to
way.
The outside.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think it hit Jamal Adams right in the chest, like he was throwing it to Jamal Adams. I'm like, you know, you could sit here and we could all talk about lack of offensive line and lack of players. But man, when you got a guy going right down the middle, you got single high safety and he's running a seam,
and
that's
you got time,
your guy.
And you,
that's your
right,
guy.
Right.
And he decides to throw it out to the sideline and hits the defender right in the chest. The defender was so out of position that I think he was shocked that the ball was coming to him, and therefore he couldn't catch it because, like, holy crap, why is he throwing it over here? Even the defenders knew that he was throwing it in the wrong spot.
There's not much they can do because they're sort of locked in with him for a little bit.
Trade him.
Who the hell wants him right now?
The Colts would take him in a heartbeat.
The Colts would take Carson
Frank Wentz? Would take him.
In this stage, post-injury, confidence shot.
I shouldn't be speaking so cavalierly about it. I would say that there's going to be one of these young quarterbacks that is going to be on a redo here.
Who does he want more, Sam or Carson
Wentz? I don't know
Carson
who he wants more. I'm just thinking that if Philip Rivers decides that this is it for him.
Yeah.
You know, and they're looking for a young quarterback, like a redo, that would be the perfect place.
I smell a headline.
I've said this before. It's nothing yet, but I don't want to talk cavalier about it. Because
Frank Reich's best friend says Frank will take Carson back.
We have five weeks before we get to that point to see where everything sifts out, if we ever get to that point.
Can they really I mean, I know they can trade him, but isn't there something like over 50 mil of dead cap space for next year?
That's the thing I was saying about Alex Smith of the Washington football team. If he doesn't play this year for Washington, he counts $42 million against the cap. Oof. So he's playing and he's getting paid, and he only counts like $21 or $22 million against the cap. So not only is he doing it for himself, he's also doing it for the team.
Eagles are 3-7-1. It leaves the Giants still first place atop the division. As for Seattle, another East Coast road win for them. Workmanlike performance, yet Jamal Adams still found something to complain about after the game.
There's always something negative about the Seattle Seahawks. I've kind of, you know, witnessed that over the past couple of weeks since I've been here. We are 8-3. Damn, that feels good. Let's talk about that.
What is he talking about?
He's crazy. You know, the fact that honestly, he just left the Jets, where there is something negative every day about the Jets. Whoa. And now you're out in Seattle, where you said you were going to a playoff team.
These guys,
and now you're manufacturing some other crap now?
The only thing I can think of is that there's been some criticism of his coverage and the defense, and perhaps he was responding.
Terrible.
I know, but I don't know why you'd need to bring that up. I saw the clip. It seemed that he kind of brought it up without being prompted. Perhaps there was a line of questioning, but
You know what it is? All right, so he knows that the facts are bad about that secondary because they've been bad throughout the year, and he's been bad throughout the year. So he's just saying, we're 8-3. That's what matters. Like, forget about how bad we've been defensively. You know, we're 8-3. So
he did say it was a team win. Yeah.
Well, he actually played great last night, and they traded for Carlos Dunlap, and
quarterback that's got his head in his ass.
Right, exactly. And they're playing against a terrible team, which they're going to be playing against this week again too. And then, of course, you have Chris Carson returned last night. So, you know, they're getting healthier. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Colt McCoy going to Seattle.
Oof.
Not ideal.
No, it is not. It's just what terrible timing. Not that there's any good timing to have a hamstring strain,
but
as I well know.
You know, they are in first place. I mean, like, now how long is this going to last?
Well, for a week, because they're going to have with Colt McCoy. If Daniel Jones was playing in this game, I'd give him a shot to beat Seattle. I would. I mean, it'd be a slim shot, but I'd give him a shot. Now right. They'd have zero shot. And Colt McCoy, I mean, he hasn't played meaningful football in a long time. He was terrible.
He played meaningful football last week.
He was awful.
Well,
he was so bad.
If you're telling me he hasn't played in a long time, and then I tell you,
I mean, he played a half or whatever. It was like less than a half. I'm talking about like actually playing in a game, like going through a week of practice, doing the whole thing, playing in a game, starting quarterback, not being thrown in there to try to not screw it up against the Bengals. I mean, that's different. I'm talking about actually being a starting quarterback.
Well, now we'll have a week of practice, and hopefully it works out. This is why you have an insurance policy like Colt McCoy. Hopefully you can win a game like this.
Started last year against the Pats, Gio. They lost 33-7. He was 18 of 27 for 122 yards and a pick. And he got sacked 6 times. That's what you have to look forward to this weekend.
Oh,
did you
man.
Just hear that, Boomer? Did
yeah,
you hear
I
those
it.
Stats?
I,
just making sure that you
all.
Heard those stats.
I mean, Jesus. Yeah.
There was somewhat encouraging news on Daniel Jones, I guess. The MRI revealed no major injury to the hamstring, and he is said to have an outside chance to play on Sunday. Al Duke's not buying it. The lead headline on the show sheet today, Daniel Jones will not play this week against Seattle.
I was so confused. I was looking for that. I was like, is Al reporting that
right.
Daniel Jones
I
is
am
out?
Reporting.
Breaking news. Play the breaking news
the
sounder. Yeah.
You.
Joe Judge wasn't going to quite go there just yet. Obviously, has a lot of faith and confidence in his quarterback.
I would say this. Look, this is a tough dude. Like, he's a tough guy, and he's a very competitive guy, and he wants to be out there. And, you know, if we gave him the option today, he'd jump out there, I'm sure, with duct tape on his leg and try to go at it.
And they'll have to see all how right. he responds
so,
throughout the
that's
week.
Not gonna help.
So the interesting thing duct is, tape. Right, you have Dallas at Baltimore next Tuesday. So there's one of your teams. You have Washington at Pittsburgh next Monday, and then Philadelphia at Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good chance that the NFC East – could all lose.
That's good. Good
and
for
the Giants.
Giants
remain in first place.
Yeah, got to get Daniel Jones back. This is a 1 week thing for him. It's got to be a 1 week thing. He's got to get that thing ready to go. Cannot be. There's an opportunity here. It's a muscle pull. This can't be a Giancarlo Stanton situation.
You had a muscle pull and
I'm not the starting quarterback at a Giants. I'm an overweight 38-year-old who doesn't like to compete any longer. It's a different situation. This guy's got to get out there. All right?
But wait a minute. He can't get out there if he can't
protect himself. 1 week injury. It's a 1 week injury. I'm telling you, if there's no tear in there, it's a 1 week injury.
Get him out there.
Get him out there. You see, a Giant fan said it. Get him out there. Al's with me on this, too, with these muscle pulls and these athletes. I know this. It's just you're the only guy making excuses.
I mean, unless you've truly pulled a muscle and you're out on the field and you can't protect yourself.
He has.
I mean, you guys talk right. Tough.
I did. I stayed in that game in Seaview with a pulled quad muscle, and I made a one unassisted over there at first base on a ground ball and then beat out a guy.
Wait. What now?
It was a one unassisted.
Three unassisted.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Three unassisted. Yeah, I'm sorry. What did I say?
You're one? The three, yes.
Yeah. Have Evan give you a course on how to score baseball. Yeah, numbers,
I knew that. Listen, I misspoke, all right? It was a three UA in the book, all right?
This is also a game where the ball came to you and you threw it into left field.
While I was hurt. But I was
trying
out there
to throw it to second
I was
base
laying it on the line.
You threw it 10 feet over the shortstop's head.
I was laying it on the line because I had one leg. But I did it. That was the thing. I did it. And Daniel Jones is going to have to do it.
Okay.
He will. 1 week injury.
Sounds good. Sign me up. Adam Gase slept on his post-game presser, the back and forth with the media about the play calling, and then slightly amended his comments from Sunday.
The collaborative effort, you know, I mean, between Dow and myself, I mean, the offensive staff obviously is involved.
So maybe not as cut and dry as he led us to believe, but he says his reasons for that are purely discretionary.
For us to, like, say, like, who's calling what and when, what situation, those things, it's a competitive disadvantage, really, at the end of the day.
Clearly it's helping. 0-11, another double-digit loss this past Sunday. Now they're 7.5-point underdogs at home.
Let me tell you something.
Against a Raider team who just lost by 37.
It doesn't matter to the opponent who's calling plays. The Jets suck so bad.
Exactly.
You think that the other coach is like, oh, Dow Loggins is calling plays today, or Adam Gase is calling plays. No, they're never going to win a game. They scored 3 friggin' points last week. They got shut out earlier this year. It doesn't matter. There's no way. I mean, this isn't like Lamar Jackson, RG3, we got to prep for 2 different guys type of thing like the Steelers do. This is Dow Loggins and Adam Gase. There's 2 blockheads who don't know what they're doing.
So do you agree with Mark Canizero's assertion that just fire him already and
no.
get it over with?
No, I told you this right. yesterday. No way. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Here's the thing, though. Who on their staff is stepping in to light a fire under that team? Greg Williams, I guess?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Come on now. Jim Bob Cooter.
Maybe. I don't know, man. Adam Gase might be such an infectious person.
Seems that way.
That him just being out of there could spark them.
You think the morale is so bad right now that just let it leave for 5 weeks and just deal with it.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah, like, why not? Just finish out the string. You've made it this far.
So
finish out the string.
Here we are. We get to week 18 or 17, whatever you want to call it. The last game of the season.
Oh, no.
At New England.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And they got to lose to make sure they get the number one.
They'll be okay. They'll be okay.
You don't think that Belichick throws that game?
He's going to throw Brian Hoyer out there again in that game.
Yeah, this is also assuming that the Jaguars don't win another game. And they get close every week. See, the Jets really not close every week. The Jaguars, it feels like, at least that last 2 out of 3, they got close.
So you got Jacksonville at Minnesota this week.
Well, there you go.
Letdown game for Cousins after the big fourth quarter drive.
It could be a big letdown game.
Oh, my God.
So they have Minnesota, Tennessee, Baltimore, Chicago, and then at Indianapolis.
Mike Glennon revenge game.
Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon revenge game.
Think about the guys they've started this year. Jeez.
Yeah, Luton.
Jake Luton, Mike Glennon.
Yeah.
When Gardner Minshew is the best of the bunch, that's a problem.
But they've competed, man.
They have, yes.
They won their first game. That's it.
They have been. They haven't been embarrassed the way the Jets have been.
No.
Though. That is true.
I mean, you know, look, we're going to see another reincarnation of that with the Knicks starting tomorrow or today, actually.
By the way, you want to talk about an ugly one coming up this week?
Yeah.
So the Broncos with their quarterback situation, they've signed Kyle Shurmur, son of Pat, the offensive. They got to visit the Chiefs Sunday night at Arrowhead. How's that one going to go?
Did you see Kyle Shurmur? They took that poor kid, Kendall Hinton, the night before the game.
Yeah.
And Pat Shurmur was giving him the offense the night before the game. He goes, look, we have about 20 plays.
God.
And hear that. I mean, like, that's not the coach's fault. I mean, he tried his best.
No, sure he did.
The whole game was basically Wildcat.
Well, I mean, that's why I bet that game, and it was confident as I've ever been in my life about a team covering a 16.5 point spread.
All right, so what about Denver and Kansas City this week?
Oh, God. I mean, what is the number?
Spread.
Yeah,
it's,
what is?
It's only 13.5 right now.
You think they're going to get one of those four guys
probably.
Back,
that's
though,
probably
right?
Why. Yeah. Yeah.
You think this is a letdown spot for Kansas City?
No way.
A look-ahead game?
Oh, my God. They don't let down against anyone. Right? By the way, how about the Ravens yesterday? There was multiple reports leaking out before they made the switch to Wednesday that they were threatening to strike.
Yeah. Wildcat,
come on,
Wildcat
now.
Strike, man.
That's a little much.
Player safety. They wanted a practice.
That's fine.
They should have played today. That's my take. I was fine with pushing it back, making everything was okay.
Did they have enough guys to play today?
Yeah, the game was scheduled.
It's very shady that they get, you know,
extra
Ingram
day.
And Dobbins
yeah.
back. Oh, now that Lamar can play next Tuesday because they pushed that game back. I understand the league's doing what they can.
They should have played today.
It's a little shady.
Today should have been the day that they play.
I would not be happy if I was on the Steelers, and those guys have made that very clear.
Yeah, I know that, but again, guys, it's about containing the disease.
And they did. And all the tests were negative yesterday.
I know
could have played today.
Well,
they pushed it back because the Baltimore Ravens bitched. They did
about practicing and everything.
And the snow this morning.
In the snow.
Yeah.
The snow.
2 to 4 inches.
Like, stop.
Great.
John Harbaugh can be a little insufferable when it comes to these certain things, and he got what he wanted.
And you want Jim Harbaugh here.
I do,
you
actually.
Know, Jesus.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I do. Oh, I absolutely do. I'm telling you, man, next stop for Jim Harbaugh in the NFL, he's going to be a winner. You mark it down right now.
If he gets Trevor
right
Lawrence, he will be.
Okay, well, there you go. If he comes to the Jets, that's the whole point, right? So now you're making my own argument for me.
You think
all right, what
the
else
Bears fire their coaches?
Hopefully. God, that team is miserable to watch.
You
want to
hear Matt Nagy now or next hour, by the way?
He spit out every cliche in the book. I heard this, right? Is that the thing
this.
You're going to play?
Yeah.
And
you didn't like that?
We're going to put our big boy pants on. We're going to look ourselves in a mirror.
No,
be
it was
done.
Better than that.
Oh, it was every football cliche in the book. Let's hear it.
Let me hear it.
Here you go.
We better wake our tails up. Yeah. Every freaking coach on the staff, every player better wake up and start understanding where we're at. Have some personal pride. Mm-hmm. Have a freaking sense of urgency. Know where we're at. Have some pride into who we're playing for and why we do this, and then go find a way to win as a team.
I thought that was pretty solid. I've heard much worse as far as the cliches go.
See, like, to me, if I were like into this whole coaching thing and really wanted to go coach a team, that would be one of the teams I'd want to coach.
The Chicago Bears?
Oh, 100%.
Why?
You know, because they're the Bears, man. They're
okay.
Like, they're like an original team. Like, you know, it's a... It's the Hallis, the whole thing, the Ditka.
Ugly stadium.
Are you mean in general?
Outside,
not right now as currently constructed.
They ruined Soldier Field by putting a spaceship on it. Yes, I agree with it. But I'm just saying it's the Bears, man. It's just
I understand
about
what you're
that.
Saying.
I always felt like Coach Cowher would be like the greatest coach in the world for the Bears.
Right. He'd grow a tail. Like out there, like he'd turn into a bear.
Do you know what kind of cult hero he would be out there?
He'd just be clawing people. I'm telling you. Yeah, you're right. No, I'm with you.
Know,
you on that.
I think I'd actually even consider moving to Chicago to do the Bill Cowher show.
Would you? If that were the case?
Yeah, because I ain't coaching.
Is this another thing that you're dropping on us subtly, that Bill Cowher's interested in coaching the Bears?
No, he's not.
Little Freudian slip over there. So we got Frank Reich, who's going to trade for Carson Wentz, and
right.
Bill Cowher's going to coach the Bears.
I will say that there is some people that are hopeful that Bill Cowher would go coach the Chargers, you know, because the Chargers are basically a coach away from actually being
sure. Yeah,
right?
He could get into LA. I could see him getting into LA.
Yeah, he's got, you know, his wife is a singer
right.
now and everything.
She's in
right
the entertainment business.
Yeah.
Throw right. her out there.
Yeah, I don't know who I'd laugh with on Sunday though, because you know Phil,
stick in the mud.
It's nice to have coach in between us.
Yeah, he's not going to coach again, Bill Cowher.
No, I don't think so. He's very happy with us. He loves us.
All right, is that it, CeeLo?
Yeah, good night for the college basketball local. St. John, Seton Hall, Hofstra all won.
Nice.
And Chris Young pulled out of the running for the Met GM opening due to family reasons. So they're back to square one with that, I guess.
All right, yeah, we'll talk more about that. Nobody seems to want that job. Steve Cohen on Twitter shaming people who don't want the job. So there's some stuff there to get into.
Great. Perfect.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.